brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today on this live Wednesday edition, the 31st day of May 2006, the last day of this month, as we plunge into June and our big 9/11 conference that's coming up June 24th and 25th in downtown Los Angeles with high-level senior CIA analyst Ray McGovern to Reagan and Bush Sr., BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, Dr. Stephen Jones, of course, Professor Jim Fetzer, author Webster Tarpley, and so many others. That is coming up June 24th and 25th. The tickets are going extremely fast right now, so I suggest that if you're planning to come to this conference or you've thought about it, make that decision quickly because they're going quick. Okay, where to start? You know what I want to do today? It looks like we've got a state rep lined up from Wisconsin, maybe even the governor, where they passed the bill banning companies forcing their employees to take implantable microchips to have jobs. That's how far we've gotten into the police state in America, that they're having to pass laws banning it. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is very serious? And, of course, this happened because a Wisconsin security company was trying to make its employees take chips. They were trying to incentivize it, which is the same thing as forcing. Oh, you get more money. We trust you if you take a chip. Last year, we had a Bergen County sheriff on, or to be technical, it's called a police chief there of the county, and he said that he's taken the chip, he wants his deputies to take it, and that he thinks we should all be made to take it, and he'd be happy to enforce that. We actually had the crazy man on the air. He works with Applied Digital Solutions, and he openly said that. But that's a side issue. I thought I'd just mention that. Other than that, I just want to have open phones today. I really want to take your calls, and I really want to just talk about whatever issue you want to discuss. The main thing I hope you'll want to talk about is the fact that we're hurtling towards World War III. We had Ray McGovern on with us on Monday. He went further than he's ever gone, saying clearly our government's behind much of the terror. Clearly elements of our government or private intel groups may carry out massive terror attacks. He said it's a probability in the U.S. or in the Western world, Western Europe, England, as a pretext to blame Iran. He said he believes the neocons will attack Iran, a very good chance. He says he believes they will. He has predicted that, barring a miracle, barring the people rising up and saying, no, that may still happen. Then if it does happen, it'll be a blessing. People will say, Ray McGovern says we were going to go to war. Why we didn't? He's wrong. Well, he says there's a small chance we can stop it. And let's hope he's wrong. But he hasn't been wrong very often. In fact, I haven't found him being wrong in the past. That's why he was a chief analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. And it looks like they're going to be attacking anywhere this summer or this fall, as early as late June, as late as October. And we're facing World War III. I don't know if some of you out there realize the consequences of striking Iran, but they are legion. They are manifestly bad. And even Jack Straw, the foreign secretary, criticized this and said it was crazy to attack. He's a big neocon. And he had to resign 2 days later. They forced him out. This is nuts. A bunch of conservative generals have gone public. We've got another general joining us tomorrow. So I want to talk about 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want, but expect to be on about 45 seconds if it's another issue. If it's Iran, you can go 5 minutes if you've got good points to make. 1-800-259-9231, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, or the websites. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to talk about World War III, or what the CIA calls World War IV, the upcoming, rapidly accelerating towards us, collision, crashing bombardment of Iran, and what that means to the geopolitical structure, what that means to the dollar, what that means to all of us on this planet, especially Americans and Iranians. And then I have other little stories here, like 1 in 3 Americans now has diabetes. This is out of Reuters Health. More than 1 out of every 3 individuals in the United States have diabetes, and another 26% have impaired fasting glucose, which increases the risk of developing diabetes. New study findings suggest the prevalence of diagnosed diabetes has increased in recent years, while undiagnosed diabetes and impaired fasting glucose has remained constant over the past decade. Reuters reports more than 1 out of every 3 individuals in the United States have diabetes, another 26% have impaired fasting glucose, which increases the risk of developing diabetes, a new study finding shows. The prevalence of diagnosed diabetes has increased in recent years, while undiagnosed diabetes and impaired fasting glucose has remained constant. I don't know why the Reuters article repeats that twice, but c'est la vie. Despite public health measures, we're not finding a counterbalance of fewer people with undiagnosed diabetes. study co-author, Dr. Catherine C. Coey of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases in Bethesda, told Reuters Health. The findings are based on an analysis of 4 years of data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. The study included information on 4,761 adults ages 20 years or older who have classified according to their glycemic status. The doctor said her team compared data from the 99-2002 with data from 88 to 94. Over 35% of the study participants, representing 73.3 million randomly chosen individuals, had diabetes or impaired fasting glucose in O2. The researchers report in the Journal of Diabetics Care a total of 9.3% had diabetes from 88 to 02, and the prevalence of undiagnosed diabetes was stable at 2.8% during this period. However, the prevalence of diagnosed diabetes rose 5.1% from 88 to 94 to 6.5, and 99 to 2002. They are estimated that about one-third of diabetics are undiagnosed. So I'll talk about this first, then we're going to get into World War III and have open phones throughout the broadcast. What's going on here? Well, I've interviewed top genetic engineering specialists. We've interviewed experts, doctors on diabetes. Juvenile diabetes is up several thousand percentage points every 5 years. Here is the national study put on with government funding. It mirrors other studies that I have been reading in the last few years, that one in three Americans now has some type of diabetes. Why is this? Well, there are legions of reports confirming that corn syrup extracted from corn is a very destructive form of sugar and makes the entire system dealing with the pancreas go haywire, and that it's very, very dangerous. So just continue to drink your Cokes, continue to eat your white bread. I mean, everything, I mean, almost everything I read out there that's a processed food has this corn syrup in it. Very, very bad. Then there's something even worse. There are several big studies out showing that people that drink diet drinks are at even higher risk of diabetes. And you say, why is that? Well, the wood alcohol is poisonous, and the body also recognizes that as a sugar, and that really throws it into a fit. Americans in modern times, last 100 years, have all consumed a lot of sugar. Why is this just now happening? Well, it's not just the corn syrup, and it's not just the lack of exercise, which then heats the body up, causes the blood to flow, causes the body to metabolize fat, which is a wonderful engine of supplying energy. It's delivered in a slow way, and again, I'm putting this all in layman's terms. I've read literally hundreds of medical reports on this, and so it is destructive to the pancreas. But people don't exercise enough now, and then they add all of this processed sugar into their diet, and it's destructive. But what is the main causal indicator in all of this? It is genetically modified engineered foods. You see, there are, what, 50-something naturally occurring amino acids that you find in eggs and milk and poultry and fish and beef and pork. And you find some of those amino acids, some foods like milk, I believe, what has all of the amino acids in it. Eggs has almost all of them. Beef has most of them. Soybeans and then corn and other things will have a few of the amino acids. But not a complete amino acid. That's why vegetarians will eat beans and rice together. Those two will supposedly give you a complete amino acid spectrum. And you can build and also get the protein that you need from that. But what happens is most rice species that we now consume are genetically engineered. Most bean species that we consume are genetically engineered. Many of the fish and poultry and porcine pig meat that we eat has been engineered. And there was a study a few years ago that, what was it, like 90-something percent, I forget the exact number, of corn species have been infected by cross-species chimera. And Chimera, of course, was the Greek god that, depending on which manifestation, had 2 to 6 heads. It might be an eagle and a lion. It might be a snake and a goat. The point is that they call these scientifically chimeras from the Greek term chimera, and that is a cross species. And Limbaugh and others, I've heard of many times, is this, they have talking points. They go, this genetic engineering is totally natural. It's not a problem. Why, George Washington Carver had hybrids. Well, yes, he would take peanuts and cross them with other peanuts, and that naturally happens. He would take different corn and cross it with other corn. That is still the same basic species line. And so it's not really genetic engineering in the modern sense. No, when you take, and it's mainly insects they use because their genetic code is very easily spliced. It's pretty hard with mammals and plants. Mammals and mammals is easy, but for some reason, they've used thousands of insects. It's thousands and thousands. And one of their favorite is the cockroach, very old genetic line, very easy to splice in. The grasshopper is in hundreds of foods. Most tomatoes now that are genetically modified have cockroach genes in them. And we've had top scientists on who worked on this. They don't know why it works, but a tomato lasts 3 or 4 times longer if you've got several delicious cockroach genes in it. Salmon genes in corn genes in spiders that they then cross with goats. I mean, so in some cases, I had a top scientist on last year, a Nobel Prize winner, and he was, and I said, so you'll have 2 or 3 species. He said, Alex, it's not 2 or 3 species. We might have 20 species in a potato. Animal, plant, bacteria, they're injecting viruses into it. And they can change one thing. They can make the potato last longer, but then it changes randomly thousands of other things. So it's Russian roulette. It's all approved here in the U.S. Europe won't accept most of it. And you eat this, and it creates new amino acids, hundreds of new amino acids, thousands of new crystalline ring structures, thousands of new enzymes, and that goes into your body. And in no time in human experience have we ever been designed to absorb this? Your body doesn't know what it is and cannot metabolize it, and it's the equivalent of eating plastic. It's just your body doesn't, it's poison. And in every case, they feed chimera potatoes, corn, soybeans to rats, to mice, to laboratory animals, to guinea pigs, to rabbits, and in most cases, about half of them die, depending on the study. You feed them to baby animals, they die. They actually have mutations within the already fully developed. You know, normally mutations occur in the zygote or occur in the embryonic early stages. No. They've actually found with genetically modified food that you get mutations, which is really unknown. You get mutations like it's some Hollywood nightmare science fiction movie in the already developed, already gestated, already born mammal. Isn't that special? Tumors, the intestines for some reason will double in size, the equivalent of Crohn's, accelerated autoimmune disease in every, of course, Crohn's disease is, of course, exploding nationwide. They thought it was genetic. It really isn't. On and on and on and on. It totally fries your pancreas. It fries your organs. And I'm eating it, you're eating it, it's everywhere. I try to eat mainly organic. My children probably eat 90% organic. I probably eat half organic because I'm so busy. And it's killing us, and I would imagine if 1 in 3 has diabetes at the current trends, what, about 10 years, 2 out of 3 will have it, and I'm sure pretty soon we'll all have it. Dick Cheney feeds it to his kids. I feed it to mine. You feed it to, Bill Clinton gives it to his, eats it himself. And this is happening, and this is just the new America, folks. This is the new world. The New World Order comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we were eating corn syrup 50 years ago and didn't see this growth in diabetes. We were eating corn syrup 80 years ago. The corn syrup is the red herring. It's the scapegoat. It's not good for you. But compared to cockroach genes and cockroach, these aren't even cockroach amino acids. These are amino acids that didn't exist. The cockroach has the same amino acids we have. We could actually eat cockroaches all day. It's that they've spliced them in it's new stuff. It just never existed before in any of the biosphere of this planet. Yeah. You know, they've got these... I'll break it down when we get back, and then we'll get into World War III and take your calls. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Let me draw a parallel to the genetic engineering and human allergies have now increased many, many fold. That's directly linked to food allergies with the genetic engineered food products, which have now proliferated the entire food chain of the human population. And some of the other things that are happening. Depleted uranium has been used in 10 sites in the U.S. by the ton, by the thousands of tons in Iraq twice, in Afghanistan, in the Balkans several times. The birth defects there, depending on the country, have tripled or in some cases quadrupled. That is official numbers. But the elite still does this. They put aspartame in your drinks. They put genetically engineered products into your food. They do all of this very destructive devilish type activities. And go back 20-plus years ago, DARPA and other big government research firms created several big devices, and they have different names, but basically they run trillions of volts, basically, through already existing matter. And I'm sure you've heard that they have the periodic table with the known elements here on planet Earth, and they haven't found any other elements on the moon. Well, they've created, I forget, it's 50-plus new elements. And it'll take the amount of power, on average, you know, that it takes to run Manhattan for a couple of weeks. But they run all this power in one big pulse, and they have these focused, I guess you could call them magnetic fields, these shields, and it's all part of fission fusion. And they're able to create artificial matter, new matter, some of it quite unstable. If you don't believe me, folks, just type in scientists create new elements, and articles will pop up about it. Well, that's what they've done with genetic engineering. It's much easier. They take a bunch of species, they manipulate them, they cross their genetics, and it creates new life matter, new codes, new combinations that are unknown. It's so destructive. And then they approve it, and we eat it. We feed it to our children because it looks like good food. It tastes like good food. But they've taken a lot of genetically altered foods and tried to feed it to cows, tried to feed it to horses, tried to feed it to pigs. And the pigs especially, because they've got a better nose than a dog, pigs especially will not eat it. They will not eat some of these genetically modified soybeans. They will not eat some of these chimera corns. They just will walk away from it. What does a pig smell? A greedy pig, folks. Pigs will eat anything. For those that don't know, you know, that's why they use them. They call them a truffle hound. They use pigs to go out and find truffles. I mean, they have noses that make a bloodhound pale in significance, literally. Like they're trying to train pigs as bomb sniffers, but they're not. They're pretty ornery. They're not like a dog. They're hard to train. But side issue, pigs especially will not eat this stuff, okay? But you're going to feed it to your kids. It's like the cell phones. New studies every day coming out, big governmental studies, university studies, that it's giving us brain tumors, that it heats the brain. It's microwave energy. I still use them. I still, every few months, lose the cord that goes to it, and then it'll be a few months I forget to go buy another one, and or I get sick of it, and I'm in a hurry, and I just pick it up, you know, because the phone's ringing. I get to it on the fifth ring when it's about to pick up, and it isn't plugged in, or I just pull the bottom out and put it up to my head, and my children see this, and they're going to end up wanting cell phones because we're a mammalian species. We do what our elders do. We do what our idols do. We do what those we respect do. We emulate. We model off of others. We're all killing ourselves, and we don't have the self-control to stop it. It's like the water's full of stannous and sodium fluoride, deadly poison, thousands of university studies worldwide. We still drink it. Dead bacteria, chlorine, herbicides, pesticides. I at least don't do that. I mean, I shouldn't even go in a restaurant and drink iced tea, folks. The water is that poisonous. It's at every level we're being poisoned. Is there any surprise that cancer has doubled in the last 10 years? Yes, the national cancer rate. Breast cancer is up over 6 times. Everybody I know is getting breast cancer. I don't like this. I love these women I know that are getting breast cancer. Friends and grandmothers and others. I'm in dread that my wife someday might get it. And it's the genetically engineered hormones. That's right, they're engineered themselves in the milk. It's in the cheeses. It's in the water. It's in the plastics. The dioxin that is a toxic. It fools the body into thinking it's estrogen. Our boys are effeminate because they drink out of plastic bottles. That's admitted. I mean, just it's poison everywhere. Our girls develop at age 9 instead of 12 like they're supposed to. They're getting all it's a cocktail. A cocktail of poisons and toxins and garbage. We've got to get a hold of this now. This isn't hype, folks. Look at the numbers. How many toddlers do you know that are getting leukemia? I know a lot of them. How many women do you know have breast cancer? How many people do you know that have diabetes? They're chopping arms and legs off left and right. It's the genetically engineered food, number one. We'll come back into World War III. Take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Maury, Joe, Bart, Luis, Beth, everybody, your calls are coming up here in about 4.5 minutes. I'm just going to take your calls, and then I'll go into a full analysis of the Iran situation, according to top CIA analyst Ray McGovern, who gave us the analysis Monday. I'll integrate that with my take on it. The most dangerous time in modern human history right now. What's about to happen dwarfs the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1961. It dwarfs the global danger of World War II. I'm not kidding. We'll break that down. Before we do that, I was just talking about the poisons in the water, the poisons in the air. More than just poisons, genetically engineered foods that are just wrecking our health, that are pure poison. I mean, again, I've had Nobel Prize winners, top scientists, top engineers, genetic engineers on here who work for these companies, and who like half the rats would die when they'd feed them this, and they'd go, "You can't approve this," and they'd say, "Yes, we are." Speaking of the devil, the water supply is just it's unbelievable. I mean, if you're drinking off a well, that's pretty good, but still there's so much leached into the water supply that that's not even very safe. You've got to filter your water. We do this here. We have a big Berkey at the office, big Berkey at home. Every Christmas, I counted up, I think I bought 7 of these last year. I've already bought 3 this year. This is what I give to people I love. This is what I give.
And the hurricane season's coming up. I mean, if that's a reason to get you moving, fine. They're saying a record hurricane season. Don't wait this time. Last year, they sold out for a few weeks until the factory that's here in the U.S. could make more. It's made in America. You're getting what distributors get. I mean, these are $300 at the camping supply store. You get them for $195, $250, depending on the model you're getting. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you for having me. I was listening to you while I was on hold, and I couldn't agree with you more about all of these contaminants that are in the water that are causing people to get sicker and sicker all the time when they lead a normally healthy lifestyle. And that's why I feel like we really need to berkey our water so that we can take control of what we're putting in our bodies.
Well, let me explain something. I did research, I don't know, now 8 years ago. I keep saying five. No, it was in 98, on what the best water filters were. And I found the big berkey from all the studies, all the reports. And now, so I was buying these before you guys were a sponsor. And I want everybody to buy one right now.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and especially right now, while we do have the supplies in, because as you did state, when it's been the normal thing, you know, I've been here since 98, since you first got your original Berkey, and whenever there's a crisis in the U.S., that's when we get really, really, really busy. So this would be a good time while there's a lull to get your Berkey and start using it. Don't put it in the closet and save it for Y2K or for some kind of disaster that you think is going to happen, because a Berkey is something that you use every single day.
It does. It does tens of thousands of gallons of the elements, so it'll be years and years, decades, till you need to get a new one, and you can also buy replacement elements. Debbie, tell folks about some of the specials.
We have the Berkey Light special with the Berkey Light for $199, and with it they get a free Berkey Sport bottle, the generic labeled one. Or they can get a bottle of Tassimide, and we have the Berkey Light with the lights for $259, and with that they can get the respective two of either or one of each. Same thing with the stainless steel Berkeys. We have so many different specials available that the best thing is give us a call and I'll run it by, find out what your needs are, and make sure that we fit the system that you need for your lifestyle. We also have the five Berkey Sport bottles, generic labeled, for $99. And those are great to, especially during this hot summer months, you're sending the kids to soccer and baseball and, you know, all the different games and different things that they do. Take a Berkey Sport bottle with you so that you can just use the tap water and drink filtered water while you're there, and not have to buy bottled water while you're on the go.
Well, you're absolutely right. Folks, give Debbie a call. It's 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. You go to berkeywater.com. You can put in the little comment section what free gift you want. They've got the free gifts listed right there. Or go to infowars.com, exact same Berkeys, exact same prices. We just fax them the orders over every day as they come in. So order at InfoWars.com, order at BerkeyWater.com, or call 1-888-803-4438. And if the phone's busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back, 888-803-4438. They're getting really busy right now. People are starting to wake up. But, again, I wouldn't get one because of the hurricanes. That's just a caveat reason, a little side issue. It's what's already in the water. Go to the EPA's website. See what is allowable. Understand, the key here is the chlorine, which is toxic by itself, only kills the bacteria. You're still drinking, and in so many cities are toilet to tap, where they actually take sewage water. Dallas does it, L.A. does it, I don't know, Houston does it in some areas. I don't know how you drink that, folks. How do you feed your children sewage water that's been dosed? Again, I've talked to pool people at the neighborhood pool. I've talked to hot tub people when I see them driving around the neighborhood. Because the first time I heard it from my dad, I didn't believe it. He talked to one of his patients who's a pool guy. You can put fish in a pool of freshly dumped tap water. They will die. It has a higher level on average in Austin than it does with actual pool water. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're not supposed to drink pool water. What are you doing drinking tap water? Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. God bless you. Give her a call, folks. Don't wait. All right, I'm told Maury disagrees from Arizona. He goes to the head of the line. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for letting me come on in. I wanted to make a comment about the preacher, Revere, I guess his name is, that says that the government, Homeland Security is telling the preachers of the country to use Romans 13 to get the people to surrender their weapons or, you know, gun confiscation. I'd like to point out that the government of the United States is against the laws of God, particularly sodomy and abortion.
Okay, what do you disagree with? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, let me finish. I'm saying that Romans 13 cannot be used to...
Well, we disagree with that too, sir, but they are using that. The report is they're using that. We're not saying it's valid.
Okay, let me finish my statement, though, okay? In the scripture, it actually says that God wants you to be armed. You know, this is Luke 11.
No, I'm going to stop you, sir.
Okay.
We put him on hold. We have a rule that you go to the head of the line if you disagree with me. But what's happening is people just call in and then say that I disagree, and then it makes it sound like I'm saying Romans 13 is valid. It's taken out of context. It was Hitler's favorite quote. Almost all the prophets were killed or imprisoned for criticizing the government and wicked government. John the Baptist, the list goes on and on. Paul the Apostle. I mean, you know, so, sir, what we're reporting is, you can say you disagree with our report. What we're reporting is that FEMA is telling the preachers to go out and use Romans 13 with the interpretation that do whatever government says. So I want to make it clear, I don't agree with that, sir. Now, you can go ahead and make your point.
Okay, well, my point is that the scriptures in the Bible say that, you know, if you don't have clothes, buy a sword. And if the other thing is, an armed man is safe in his house and his possessions. And he that breaks into pieces is at your face, hold thy munitions. So God is very clear, and he's telling us he wants us to be armed on a personal basis, and that's the guns today. And,
okay, what do you disagree with? I'm trying to figure this out.
I'm sorry, say the comment. I didn't
you said
it,
you so. Disagreed with me. What do you disagree with that I've said?
Well, I think what you just said in retaliation to me was correct. Okay, in other words, when the preacher first came out, you didn't make it clear that Romans 13 cannot be used. That's what I was disagreeing about.
And I did. I remember the interview.
Okay, well, now I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate it. You know, thank you for letting me come on.
No, thank you, sir. I mean, why don't you explain to people, if you have a knowledge of this, what's wrong with Romans 13?
Well, Romans 13 only applies to godly government. And when we don't have a godly government, then Romans 13 does not apply. And, you know, we are required to stand up for God. In fact, God just cries out, who stands up for me against the evil people? Who stands up for me against
the
workers
of iniquity? Who will stand up against for me against the wicked doers?
That's right.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Well, anyone who's been in Sunday school, anyone who's read you can open the Bible anywhere. I would say the most dominant theme in the Holy Bible, Old and New Testament, is God commanding people to stand up against evil and say no to evil government.
That's correct.
And, I mean, that's just every chapter, everything literally, folks, I have a Bible in every room in my house. I just randomly open it and just, that's, every chapter, do you agree it is the most dominant theme in the Bible? It is the preeminent theme to stand up against evil government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
and so
what we're
how do these
for.
Preachers teach to do whatever the government says, lay down, follow their orders? That is total garbage.
I agree. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you letting me come in.
Sure, thank you. I don't want to sound like I'm being rude here. You're just saying people are going to think I agree with the misapplication of Romans 13. I probably had four or five preachers on in the last 6 months, Butch Paul among them, of this network, dissecting Romans 13 arguments. I mean, that was all over Hitler's newsreels. The Soviets used it against Christians in the Ukraine. Romans 13, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. Then you read before it and after it, it's totally taken out of context. You know, I mean, if that's the case, why did they kill Christ? Why did they kill Paul? Why did they kill? There were only a couple prophets they didn't kill. Who, Elijah, a few others? I mean, they killed them all. Or they tried to kill them. over and over and over and over again. I mean, what did John the Baptist do when they cut his head off? He went into Herod and he said, you're a degenerate piece of filth. You're an absolute abomination. And Herod said, I'm going to cut your head off, boy. They had it put on a silver platter and brought to him. Was he supposed to submit to Herod? Were the founding fathers bad? Were we bad for fighting Hitler? Was anybody bad? Folks, they teach it in the Catholic churches, the Baptist churches. They teach it everywhere. And it is unbelievable. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Wow, what a lead-in. I want to talk about the social conditioning for the war or the sheeping of America. First, we're being taught that defending yourself is wrong. Take a look at what they're saying about Iran and retribution. You've covered it how many times? You said if they dare defend themselves, how dare they? And they'll just, well, it sounds like they're already conditioning people that preemption is good and it will be done. So we're being sent the message, hey, if you think you're going to get anywhere and if you think you're going to defend yourself, you'll wind up just like, I'll fill in the blank. And I'm wanting to go into further things that will happen here rather than Iran, but the things that will happen as a consequence, like martial law, if it does break forth because of bird flu, fill in the blank, whatever excuse, there's going to be collateral damage. I know what there will be. You know, it should be avoided at all costs, but it's inevitable. But suppose an American defends himself and a bystander gets caught in the crossfire, you know, and I do, the PR propaganda machines will just use it as a smear campaign and then just say, no, 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 now you're going to have to be all sheep.
That's right. During the hysteria, as the government tried to maintain order, citizens and vigilante groups went wild. That's it. We're confiscating all guns.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you some really quick things that breaks it down. It's like the Schultz-Nietzsche quote, but what is innocence? And is it a brown shirt just doing his job, a useful idiot? What about resisting evil? What if they want to drug you to make you more docile, and I think more susceptible to demonic forces?
Well, let me try to answer that. I appreciate your call. We had a preacher on last week. We have his name. We have the documents. We published all the documents we can without getting them in trouble. It's up on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. It is confirmed in 13,000-plus counties in the last year. They've been covertly, but it's even in official documents, recruiting pastors to prepare their flocks for gun confiscation, for all of this, and they've told them relocation centers, emergency roundups, martial law, that term's been used. The public may need to be drugged psychotropically because if you don't submit, you're mentally ill. The preachers have to tell their flocks to take these drugs. I mean, all we know is the government is preparing in earnest for this. All the training, all the decades-long preparation is coming to a head. Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, and a whole bunch of other analysts that are part of his organization, veteran intelligence analyst for Sanity, a lot of other experts are saying, and the neocons are on the air saying, they may attack Iran the next 3 to 6 months, maybe even the next 2 months, that it needs to happen, that if Israel strikes them and if Iran fights back, that Iran has launched the attack. Imagine, we attack you, if you fight back, we consider that a premeditated first strike. They consider it to be a sneak attack by Iran if they fight back, and that they will then nuke them with mini nukes. Iran will go absolutely ape. And Ray McGovern believes there's a very good chance our government will carry out terror attacks, or another Western government will, Israel or the UK mainly, or some private mercenary organization, which we know they're using, these private firms, will carry out attacks before or during and blame it on Iran if Iran doesn't strike. But again, Iran probably will launch attacks. What do you call those? You'll call those, you know, suicide attacks, terror attacks? I mean, what do you call it when you get attacked and you fight back? It's called terrorism. When the SWAT team comes to your house, take your guns, and you fight back, they call you a terrorist on the news. It's the same thing. And the globalists want to escalate this into a worldwide calamity. They want to use it as a smokescreen to plunge the stock market and grab the pension funds, because you'll be cheering as you give up your pension funds, because we're in a fight with them Iranians, them Arabs. And they're not even Arabs, as people like to call them. They are Persians. And think what Iran's gone through. No wonder they hate us. I'm not saying they're perfect. But what's happened? Our government overthrew their elected government in 1953 that was pro-America. They put in the Shah, who tortured and killed hundreds of thousands. Then the radicals took over. Our government shot down their jetliners, blown up their ships, had the Iraqis attack them, gave them $30-plus billion to do it. Over 1.5 million Iranians died keeping their country. I mean, imagine if, say, Mexico had attacked us and been funded, say, by Germany, which they tried to do in World War I, World War II. But let's hypothetically say they killed 1.2 million Americans. They'd shot down our planes. They'd overthrown our government once. We'd gotten our government back. What would you think of the Mexicans, hypothetically? I mean, that's what we've done. That is, the globalists have done, using American muscle and British muscle. I mean, what do they think of us? Why do they hate us? Why do they call us the Great Satan? They're a third world slash ancient culture. And they got satellite TV. Man, they see the men in bed together, women in bed together, all this stuff, all this weird devil stuff on MTV. It freaks them out, folks. They're scared of us. And frankly, I'm scared of us, too. I mean, we're the country that genetically engineers the food. We're the ones that have got 1 in 3 people with diabetes. I mean, we're wallowing in death, folks. People can smell us a mile away. I mean, we stink like a pile of dead pigs. So I don't know. Just look at us. We are the Great Satan, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Mark, Luis, Beth, Dr. Deagle, Matt, Bill, everybody, your calls are coming up here in just one moment. We'll continue to discuss the upcoming war with Iran. All the evidence points towards them doing it. Analysts I trust and respect say it's going to happen. It's almost a virtual certainty. There's a few ways to turn it around. We're trying here. They're escalating it, order out of chaos, putting us into a world crisis by design. Coming up in June, the 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, we're going to have Dr. Stephen Jones, BYU physics professor. We're going to have Ray McGovern, CIA top analyst. We're going to have a bunch of other people there. Go check out all the great folks that will be there. My new film, Terror Storm, will debut there, and so much more. It's going to be amazing. Tickets are going fast. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to get tickets, 1-888-253-3139. If you want tickets mailed to you, if you order them online, we send you an e-ticket with your name and ticket number. You get a wristband when you check in. That's it. That's that. It's easy. But if you want a ticket mailed to you in a week or so, we're going to cut off mailing tickets to people because we've got to get it mailed to us. Or if you order on the phone, we've got to then, you know, mail it back to you. So call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or order at InfoWars.com, or you can order on the phone number and we'll email you a ticket if that's how you'd like it that way as well. Also, get my film, Martial Law. Get the other great 9/11 videos we carry, the other great 9/11 books we carry at the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com, or see them all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Please take action. Your purchases also make this broadcast possible. If you already have my videos, please make copies of them. Get them out to everybody now. Let's go to Dr. Bill Deagle. Has a talk show right here on Genesis. He's a medical doctor living in Canada. Dr. Deagle, you wanted to comment on the genetically engineered foods and one in three now having diabetes directly linked to that, not the corn syrup.
Absolutely. In fact, what's going on now, the GMO foods not only have organic acids that have never before been seen in any life form, but the way absorbed nutrients occur in the body is by pinocytosis, where the microparticles get absorbed into the cell, and the cell has to recognize the nutrients. But when it sees genes and molecules from scorpions and other genera that never saw before, it can't absorb it. And so we're going to have a tremendous explosion of birth defects, developmental diseases, neurodegenerative.
We're already seeing it, and then they claim, oh, it's women drinking. But statistically, 60, 50 years ago, I just read the statistics study yesterday, women are drinking less while they're pregnant. People used to drink like fish, and you didn't have all this, so they blame it. It's like they're blaming secondhand smoke for a six-fold increase in the last 5 years in lung cancer, and it's not that because secondhand smoke is down.
Right, it's depleted uranium worldwide, period. We know that. We know that the single independent factor that's increasing worldwide, the amount of EU, according to the nuclear experts, is 4 to 8 times as much as the maximum allowed standard for an environmental protection agency for uranium miner breathed by every person on Earth now from the DU caused by Gulf War 1 and 2. It's ridiculous. And if this next war happens, it's going to cause an explosion of diabetes, birth defects worldwide, and infertility.
That's right, that's right. You know, they went from just having it in Abrams tanks and in the Vulcan cannons and the A-10s to now in hundreds of munitions, and they're now serving it up almost all the bombs they're going to be using in a huge bombardment are DU-tipped. It aerosolizes upon impact.
Yeah, it's going to be roughly about 60% of the dry weight of the actual dry weight of the munition before it's fired is actually aerosolized and spreads around the entire planet. And this is Holocaust, and long after the sun has burned out, 24.5 billion years from now, there'll still be residual DU from Gulf War 1 and 2.
Yeah, space aliens will fly by the planet, and their detectors will pick it up, and they'll go, look at those idiots.
Yeah,
what,
I know.
What
exactly.
Type of idiots would kill themselves? Just the amount of DU used in the new Iraq war, this is official numbers, 44,000 Hiroshima bombs.
Isn't that amazing?
44,000.
We've got to stop this or they're going to destroy life on this planet.
Stay there, Dr. Deagle, medical doctor joining us. We'll be right back. Let him talk a little bit more, and then we'll go to all your other calls. You'll want to stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.